The United States reported more than 40,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday and nearly 1,300 deaths, which puts it in an unfortunate league with only two other countries in the world with numbers like that, Brazil and India. European countries are seeing, on average, fewer than 50 deaths a day per country, although COVID-19 is still spreading there. Let's check in on three countries across the Atlantic with NPR reporters Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, Rob Schmitz in Berlin, and Frank Langfitt outside of London. Welcome to all of you. And Eleanor, I'm going to go to you first because of the three countries represented here, France is the one seeing the most new coronavirus cases each day, more than 3,000 yesterday. Why is that happening?
Yeah, that's right, Jeremy. Because young people are gathering and partying, says the health minister. 60% of the new cases are in those under 40. So that's why it's happening. The health minister says they're not social distancing.
And are people in general in France wearing masks and social distancing?
They are. I think it's taken very seriously. Okay, maybe those young people who are partying are not. But you go out on the street, everyone is wearing masks. About a third of French cities have mask mandates, on the books. Not just inside, but you have to wear masks outside in many places in Paris. I walk along the Seine River, you have to wear a mask. And so it's taken very seriously. And, just this morning, the prime minister said, yes, cases are rising, but it's not a reason to panic. Even if everyone is not wearing a mask and social distancing, the majority of people are, and it's just a completely different scenario. There's sort of a feeling, there's an uneasiness that it could rise, but there's also a feeling that we can control this by doing these barrier gestures, as they're calling them here.
What is going on with schools in France? Because as in this country, it is almost time for the school year to start.
Absolutely. All schools nationwide are opening next week, and every child is expected to be back in school. France did go back in school a few weeks last June, but not everyone went. And you had to wear masks to school, but you could take them off in the classroom. Now you have to keep your mask on all day long, teachers as well as students. Everyone wants to go back to school. I spoke with a woman who was a teacher and a parant. She said, yes, it's time. They have, scenarios in place if things should deteriorate, different scenarios they can try. Like she said, if things get bad, then they would have half the class in the classroom and the other half would be following virtually from home. So they have, a backup plan. But as of next week, everybody's back in school.
And just to be clear, when you say back in school, you're talking about in the classroom, not online learning,
physically, yes,
not hybrid.
Going back to the building. No, going back to the brick and mortar building.
Okay. Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Germany is also seeing a rise in coronavirus cases, but we have heard it on this show described as a model for how to deal with COVID-19 because it's kept the numbers down. What's the situation there?
Yeah, of course, Germany received a lot of accolades worldwide in the spring for doing a good job of curbing the spread of the virus. And the country spent their summer celebrating that, internal EU borders opened over the summer. People traveled regionally. They went to the beach. They traveled to unusually empty European cities and enjoyed themselves. And the restaurants were open, albeit with social distancing rules. And it went pretty well. But then about 2 weeks ago, as Germans returned from their summer travels, coronavirus cases doubled and then tripled. At the beginning of the summer, new cases of coronavirus hovered around 400 or 500 a day. Now they're at around 1,500 a day. And of course, compared to the U.S., this is a fraction, of course. But we're seeing, the highest number of new cases in Germany since late April. And schools are now back in session, which is causing a lot of concern that these numbers will just go up from here.
Yeah, I hear that your sons are, in fact, back in the classroom at this point. How's that going?
Yeah, we're hoping that this lasts at least through the week. Yesterday, on their second day of school, my 8-year-old told me at the breakfast table that he had a sore throat. Any other time outside this pandemic, we would have shrugged that off. But now in coronavirus times, that is a much bigger deal. He's okay now, but parents whose kids are back in schools are all going through the same thing. As for my sons, they're back to school this week. They're required to wear masks in the hallways at school, but when they're in class, they're allowed to take them off. Their school, like many here in Germany, has given us as parents an option for them to be tested for coronavirus on a weekly basis for a small fee. And they've told us that if a child becomes sick and tests positive, they've got a quarantine and testing protocol ready to go. And from what we've seen at other schools where a child has tested positive, usually that child's class gets sent home immediately for quarantine. Then they're tested, and then the ones who test negative go back to school. But the priority here for all German schools is to keep kids in school to the extent that they safely can. But of course, that will likely be a big challenge.
Now, I know that German Chancellor Angela Merkel is going to be meeting with officials in Germany's 16 states tomorrow. Is she taking the lead on the response to COVID-19, or is it more state by state as it is in many ways in this country?
Well, it has been state by state with the Merkel administration sort of taking the lead. And I think this meeting tomorrow will mark another time where she may step in. You know, they're going to be discussing whether to reintroduce stricter social distancing and mask wearing rules for the country. You know, it's clear to everyone here that there's been a lapse in following a lot of these rules, especially from restaurants and bars. In Berlin, it's not uncommon to see restaurants blatantly violating social distancing guidelines. My wife and I went to a popular restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and they sat us at the same four-seater table with another couple that we didn't know. They were not wearing masks, and the restaurant wasn't bothering to collect our phone numbers like they're supposed to in case of an infection. So we ended up demanding a table outside. But, you know, you see this all over Berlin. Many of these establishments lost a good portion of their annual revenue during the lockdown, and they're doing whatever they can to recoup that money. And that includes ignoring safety rules to cram as many people as they can into these restaurants. So I think what's likely to come out of Merkel's meeting tomorrow is that we'll soon see better and stricter enforcement of social distancing rules in offices, public transport, and in restaurants.
Frank Langfitt, you're outside London. Are you seeing an increase in coronavirus cases there in the United Kingdom at this point?
Yeah, it's actually very similar to what Rob was talking about. We're up to about 1,200 a day, and they've been picking up in the last number of weeks. But that's obviously, just like Rob said, much, much better than it was in April. The thing that jumps out at me actually are the very low number of deaths. Yesterday, 16. The day before that, just 4 in a country of 66 million. And of course, this was a country unlike Germany that had huge problems back in April and May and was not a model for anybody to follow in handling this. Now, the reason the deaths are so low, apparently, is there's a lot more testing. They're getting better at this. The disease has been shifting away from nursing homes to younger people and people going back to work to some degree. And then use of a steroid called dexamethasone in hospitals is actually helping cut the mortality rate. So definitely a very changing picture. And I got to say, I am very heartened to see the numbers now being a lot lower than they were in terms of deaths.
Now, what is life like in the UK at this point? You talk about people going back to work. Does it feel anywhere near normal?
No, it doesn't. And it's really interesting to listen to Eleanor and Rob about this. I ride the trains a lot. I go into London. I also travel around the country. The trains are largely empty. I was in Canary Wharf, which is one of our big financial districts in London. And, you know, you could have expected a tumbleweed to be, you know, rolling down one of the sidewalks there. It is empty. And that's another reason why I think our numbers are down, is that people are not going back to the offices. Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants them to. So does Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, for economic reasons. But people who are white collar workers are still staying away.
Speaking of economic reasons, Frank, what is the economic concern at this point in the United Kingdom as you look ahead, especially if life hasn't gotten back to normal?
It's really scary. The government here has done a very good job in a lot of ways to pay 80% of salaries to furloughed workers, but they can't do that forever. And I think it's going to run out at some point in the fall, which is around the time that many people think we'll go into a second lockdown here. And that's where I think everybody is very worried about the economic consequences for people, the psychological consequences for people. I mean, the numbers are good now, but, you know, the fall's going to be a very different environment, perhaps, for this virus. So I think people are very anxious about the next 2 to 3 months.
I just have two more questions. Rob, let me go to you with this one, because you talk about people coming back from their vacations. Are you able to travel basically wherever you want in Europe at this point? Or what kind of restrictions exist if you, coming from Germany, want to go to another country?
Yes, as a resident of Germany, I can. You know, back in June and July, most of the EU opened its eternal borders, and many people, including my family, took advantage of that and traveled throughout the region. But, you know, starting a couple weeks ago, we started seeing individual EU countries begin to clamp down in their own ways. Most countries' borders remain open to other EU countries, but they're now requiring, many of them at least, are requiring proof of negative coronavirus tests from people who are either from or are traveling from areas of Europe where there have been significant outbreaks.
And Frank, what about American visitors? Are we allowed in at this point? I was supposed to go to London in about a week or two. That's not going to happen. But could I if I wanted to?
Yeah, you could come and I couldn't see you for 14 days because you'd have to go into quarantine. And what's really happened is there have been more and more countries that UK is adding to the quarantine list. So people are rushing back from holidays or not going. Ellen and I were talking. I was getting advice from her about a quick trip to Paris. And I was watching the numbers rising and I held off booking anything. And sure enough, France was put on the quarantine list here, which means you come back and you got to stay inside for 14 days.
That made France very angry. They wanted to retaliate. Yeah, I was traveling around France this summer and it was Europe for the Europeans this summer. I came, there were Belgians, Dutch, Brits and Germans, and there were literally no Americans, no Chinese. It was a different feel.
That is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. We've also been speaking with NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin and Frank Langfitt outside of London. Very interesting to hear how things are going on the other side of the Atlantic. Thanks to all of you.
You're welcome.
Happy
Jeremy.
To do it.
Thanks, Jeremy.